And now back to the news. There's a move by the paper to create a permanent memorial to commemorate all those affected by the COVID issue, at the same time as we hear of the first 10-year-old to receive a vaccination. On the downside, we hear of the toll on school studies as pupils are lost to education. It's almost 2 years since the devastation of what was to come started to dawn. But even then, as lockdown loomed and businesses and schools shut up, few would have predicted the horror ahead. We mark a very grim milestone for our city. 250 people from Norwich have now lost their lives to coronavirus, and the ones we have lost must never be forgotten. Their memory must live on. The Evening News is calling for a lasting memorial in one of our city's parks or open spaces where the struggle to defeat this most cruel of illnesses can be forever remembered. A place where the families of those we lost can contemplate and remember happier times. A place where we can all give thanks to the incredible efforts of frontline workers, whether they were saving lives at the hospital or stacking shelves to keep us all fed. And a place where the generations to come can learn about the sacrifices the ordinary folk of Norwich endured to keep their neighbours safe. Although we mark a sad point in the battle against COVID, we must look ahead to brighter days. The majority of experts believe we are beyond the worst of the pandemic, but we have been told that before. However, our economy is open, people are once again able to gather, we can again enjoy holidays and see our loved ones.
A city lad who was told he was the first child in Norwich to be given the COVID vaccine has done his parents proud, his mother said. Vincent Carver, aged 10, has been eagerly awaiting his chance to be vaccinated since the jab rollout began. His mum, Rachel Carver, said, "We weren't worried about him getting the vaccine. We have been shielding since the beginning of the pandemic, as Vincent's father is on the vulnerable list. Vincent was just really keen to do his part. He was at school and his mental health took quite a hit from the worry about bringing the virus home. The Cossey family took the decision to take Vincent out of school and instead teach him at home. Rachel said, "He is very grown up about it and knew he would see his friends again when he had less stress. He had a 0.2 milliliter dose, where most adults are given a 0.3 milliliter shot. He had no side effects other than a heavy arm. Rachel said he puts adults to shame. He wasn't even nervous. He has been having the flu jab, so he knew what to expect, and he was promised a McDonald's breakfast. The only thing he was annoyed about was having to get up early."
More than 1,600 Norfolk children may have been lost forever from the education system, according to new figures which lay bare the impact of COVID on young people. The data shows how the number of so-called ghost pupils, those who miss more than half of their school sessions, nearly doubled in the county during the pandemic. The figures put Norfolk in the top 10 local authority areas in the country for the numbers of such absences. The statistics have been compiled by the Centre for Social Justice, which warns that the children concerned may never return to the education system and are heightened to risk of abuse and other harms, such as falling into a life of crime. In autumn 2020, the most recent period for which figures are available, there were 1,669 Norfolk children classified as being severely absent, meaning they were away from class for more than half of time. This is a percentage increase of almost 50% on the autumn term in 2019.
The pandemic has prohibited many children and young people from learning all important social skills. So 18 months ago, the Scout Association piloted 16 new scout clubs across the UK called the Squirrel Scouts. This would be for 4 to 6 year old explorers. Just after Christmas, Beauthorpe Scout leader Leslie Doy, who has over 25 years of experience with the Scout Association, became the scout leader of the new Beauthorpe Squirrel Scouts. She said so many children have essentially been stuck indoors for 2 years with very few chances for socialising, and it is these moments in their early years that are supposed to give them skills and confidence for life. The children who have attended so far are absolutely loving it, and Leslie hopes that more and more young people will sign up. Each session starts with a story, and the activities are chosen based on which story has been read.